Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
This just into the Smarticle newsroom. God is going to bless Brandon in the afterlife because he's worked with me. With that thought, I'd like to give you 5 seconds of silence, brought to you by the Smarticle Podcast. I feel like you were going to do some deep breathing through the 5 seconds of silence. You started to, then you thought it might have been creepy. So thank you for not breathing during our 5 seconds.
I tried not to.
You thought about it.
I tried not to.
Okay. Anyways, God and the angel's wings that you're getting working with me, Brandon.
For the audience out there, if you guys knew what I went through with Larry on a daily basis, you would all start sending checks to me. You'd be like, whatever they're paying you, Brandon, it's not enough. We're just going to help you out because this guy is a jack wagon.
All I'm saying is when you say a weird word and I'm like, you should not search that on Urban Dictionary. If you say that word, just don't go to Urban Dictionary and look up what it is.
You mean like transient?
By the way, my mom, like I say, hey, Mom, have you ever been to the site Urban Dictionary? She would have no idea what that
good.
Is. Like an 86-year-old lady would not know. Like if I want her to go to one of her friends and be like, have you ever been to Urban Dictionary and looked up the Eiffel Tower? Like I want her to do that.
What happened to you? What happened to your childhood that made you? Your mother was loving, your father was loving. What made you this way? It's incredible.
Don't look up the Abraham Lincoln, Mom, on Urban Dictionary. Whatever you do, do not look up the Abraham Lincoln. All right, here is your headline today. Why you hate bringing your lunch to work. It's brought to us by Angela.
Hard-hitting news here, Larry.
Angela Hoopt via Time Magazine. How about that, Brandon?
Yeah, from Penn State University. Angela Hoopt, I think it is.
Hoopt.
Been a journalist for a long time. She's a health and lifestyle journalist. Talks about how to be happy. Seems nice. I can't give her a mocha. Probably a 5.
U.S. workers who are back in the office at least a few days a week say that lunch has taken on a magic hour quality. Instead of diligently slipping a peanut butter sandwich or apple slice into a brown paper bag, many are choosing to venture out, buy something instead in pursuit of a change, scenery, a meaningful break, or even just some chit-chat with a guy making made-to-order hoagies. While it's impossible to know how many people have given up on taking lunch to work, some psychologists say it comes up in sessions quite often, and they're not surprised by the trend. A smorgasbord of factors have made buying lunch more appetizing now than ever. Okay, so for just public disclosure, I have never really ever gone out for lunch in my 30-year career. I mostly have always brought my lunch or like went to Trader Joe's and bought enchiladas and microwaved them in the office. So the money, time, all that, I just never done it.
Well, as a teacher for most of my career, we had lunch at the school.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, and the other part is when you're a teacher, you can't just like leave campus. Like there's no like lunch hour. I always thought it was like, I worked 9 to 5. I'm like, who worked 9 to 5? Who has, you know, so this is speaking to a different, it is speaking to a different audience than you and me, but I do think that there's a lot of people out there like us that would look at this and go, okay, yeah, I bring my lunch because it's expensive. I mean, they're...
Yeah, who can afford to go out to lunch every day?
The whole point of the article was simply that COVID made people have to cook for themselves. Now that they've gone back to work, taking a lunch is like a little vacation from their boring jobs. That's what I took from this article, honestly.
Well, and by the way, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I think they're probably spot on, so that is the case. So, podcast over?
Well, kind of. I mean,
oh, okay.
I mean, it's like,
what do you want to talk about?
Well, what's
the
hard breaking news here? I mean, the point is that I thought the thing that I was afraid to talk to you about, which was, you know, you were going to be like, okay, well, your typical Larry National Service thing was.
Love that I sound like a monster, but go on.
They talked about the fact that a lot of people are taking or are having lunch. Forget about the money. Forget about all that stuff. Forget about, there was like, oh, you don't want to have to. I'm like, packing lunch kind of sucks. It's hard. They're saying, oh, but it's you know, you this reason and that reason. If you want to pack a lunch, here's some tricks to doing it. Okay, great. It's any parent that's ever had to pack a lunch for their kid knows that there are tricks to packing a lunch, and no one really wants to do it, but you got to do it. The thing that I thought was interesting is they said that people were taking a vacation from the boringness of their job. That's the part that struck me personally, where I was like, ugh.
So that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. That's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't begrudge people for taking a lunch. It seems really expensive, but I get it. But on the flip side of that, is there ever a time where people are actually just genuinely happy in their jobs?
I mean, it's work, right?
But work doesn't have to, I love
what it's not called. It's not called fun,
but
Brandon.
I love what I do right now. I love 80% of what I do. You love what you
Listen,
do.
Listen, hold on. You work at the Smarticle Worldwide headquarters.
Right.
We have great people
foosball.
And like
yeah.
Yeah, and so of course you love working from. You work at the headquarters. So I don't think you're the average person.
Maybe not. And I came to this far later than I wish I would have, but the point is I like the work that I'm doing. And I wonder how many people you did it back in another bygone era. Larry had a great radio program called the JOB.
Oh.
The jobs. It was really, you were ahead of your time because it should have been a podcast. It was.
Look where it's gotten me.
Well, I know, but it was a great. You talked
right
about,
here with you.
You did it even before the dude did Dirty Jobs or whatever did it. You were talking to people about their work. And when you did that show, did you find that the majority of people didn't like to be there right now? You were specific in focusing on specific jobs. But have you found in your life that there are more people that don't like their jobs than do like their jobs?
Here's the key thing is that, like, let's go biblical. Like, are people Paul, Saul's, like, as in what they do is it's tent maker to just allow their life? Like, I think about this all the time when I go to, like, a Taco Bell or, like, even the postman, postwoman, whatever. I go, like, God, are they just suffering through their day because it's boring and monotonous? Or are they truly thankful that they got something that they can do so that they can afford an apartment or a house and that they're generally happy with their family? I don't think most people don't wake up and go like, "Woo, work." That's not the case.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, our mail guy is great. It's a neighborhood mail guy. He comes through, you know, most of the time, 4 or 5 days out of the week he's here. He always stops, gives Mosey a little treat, says hello. He's all tatted up. He's all guns, you know, works out at the gym. Good dude. Just a really genuinely nice guy. And I'm always like, he kind of makes it as fun as it can be. Delivering the mail. It's like he's going through the thing. But I think, so I was a teacher for a long time. And I got to the end of my teaching career where in the beginning it was probably I loved 80% of what I did. By the end, it was probably 50%. It was tiring. I did middle school. It was constantly dealing with drama and parents and all this. I was just done with it. Now I'm back to doing something totally different that I love to do. I could do this all day long, and I love at least 80% of what I do. And there are some people, like you said, the Taco Bell worker. I mean, like, do you really like making the zesty burrito? But is there a way to make it so it's fun? I don't know.
The one part about this, which is maybe associated with my personality, was that, like, I didn't want to take an hour, even if it would help my mental health, I didn't want to take an hour, 30 minutes to go do something outside, come back, and then have to get all the work done. I would rather just grind through whatever I was doing to get it done so that I could leave earlier. Now, maybe you could argue that mental health is worth it, 30-minute break will get you, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like 3 kids and a wife and all that I had in my life, I didn't have that fancy hour to go smell the grass.
Well, here's the thing, too. The one little nuance to that is you're a union guy, so your hours are pretty much set, and your work is...
But I've been non-union. I've been both.
No. But what I'm saying, but you got to get your work done in whatever... You don't take work home with you. That doesn't happen. Okay.
No.
Lots of people do. And so those people that work at a place where they're required... Like, oh, yeah, it's an 8-to-5 job, but ultimately it's not. Ask any tech person. They're working 11, 12.
Yeah.
So for them to take a break in the middle of the day, it's like a vacation from. So if they don't take a break, they're still going to have to work until 6, 7
yeah.
o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So for them, it's probably just carving out some me time, if you will, in the middle of the day. I totally get why they do that.
And we've talked about this before, is being someone that, like, being human beings, you need relationships. And they're saying, these experts say, you need to meet someone you don't know every day. Like, you got to smile or talk to someone you don't know to feel this sort of some human being perspective in our life. And so this article talks about, like, just getting out and having a nice comment with a guy who makes your Subway sandwich makes you feel like a person.
It's interesting because a lot of people that, since COVID, or before even, home short people that work out of their homes, and it's a lot more of that, especially, you know, since the internet became the internet, is I find myself, I have this great office. I love it. It's awesome. My house. I love to do what I do, but I find that get to the end of the day, man, I'm like, I gotta go to this meeting at the Elks Lodge tonight. Not because I really want to go, but because I need to get out of the house and see something different. Because otherwise I'm just literally in my house all day long. So that's the other side of that coin. So there is a benefit to getting out. And I agree with you. Going, walking, I always think about these people that, like, I was thinking, we went to the Met in New York this summer, and, you know, it's got this beautiful, you've been to New York. I know you went there with your wife. You've been there more times than me. You went there.
Humble brag, name drop. Go on.
Did you go there with your wife?
I was at the Met this summer. Well, watching the arts. Right,
so
go on.
I live on the East Coast, so it's not hard for me to get there. SF MoMA. I could work downtown. Okay.
Yeah.
If you worked downtown and you worked in one of those office buildings and you walked over.
We all, listen, everybody, this is that we all appreciate your glamorous life, Brandon. Everybody knows with Smart Podcast what life you live. So you're
In San Francisco and you work downtown. You walk over to the museum section over there with a bunch of museum, SF MoMA and stuff, and there's a courtyard. A lot of people take their lunch right in that courtyard. I mean, that's part of this. It's just getting outside and seeing the pigeons and the homeless people is better than sitting in an office all day long.
That's true. And I definitely, we could all, listen, nobody says to me, three times a day, I go out and meet Mother Nature for 60 seconds. And I feel like just 60 seconds of absorbing the beauty of the world puts you in a different place.
So what's your point? Why are you making fun of me going to the Met?
I was not making fun of you going to the Met. I'm just saying I love when you name drop the things you're doing.
I'm simply saying
all.
That people getting out of the office and wherever they can get out to, walk in a park, do whatever they got to do, I think that is important. So if that's what people take from this, if that's why they don't bring their lunch, the article's about bringing your lunch to work, brown bagging it, basically sitting at your desk. I think they didn't say this, but it was like eating your lunch at your desk. That's bad.
The other part that we haven't really talked about, just real quickly, is this COVID just got us all out of our routine.
Right.
Like, we used to be kind of zombies in the Matrix, getting up, checking the weather for the next day, packing lunch, da-da-da-da. Now we're like, hey, screw that.
Right.
We're going to do it all differently, which I thought, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, when you think about those soldiers coming home from World War II, the biker gangs that started after World War II, because these guys had gone away and been an adventure, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, we need you to go back to work at the office, Bob. They're like, nah, I'm going to join the Hells Angels. That's when all those biker gangs started. But it's because they had seen the world slightly differently, and they didn't want to go back to the way it was. And I wonder if a little bit of COVID is, in a sense, not bringing your lunch is, in a small way, a rebellion against the way it was. I mean, because you realize, hey, you know, I don't want that again. I don't want to have to grind it out. We've talked about this. You and I have talked about this 1,000 times over the dinner table, about people that spend their whole life, they just do the same thing. And they, hey, when I get to this age, man, that's when I'm really going to live my life. It's like, no, man, if you don't live your life today, right now, it ain't changing when you retire. I've got all these buddies who talk about retiring now. I'm like, what are you going to do when you retire? I mean, I don't even know what they're planning on doing.
Some people, Brandon, not all, work their entire lives to be like, you know, I'm going to go to the MoMA in New York. I'm gonna go to the Met.
They don't have to.
But some people work their entire lives, Brandon. But you, no. Hey, random
live,
summer.
I'm going to live my best life now, Larry.
You're the inspiration. Now. You are literally living your best. You're the inspiration for all of us.
I think that, you know what? I heard somebody, I was talking to a friend, and he was saying that they don't buy anything as a family. They buy almost nothing. They spend all their money on experiences. He's like, I know when it's gone, I don't have that. Like, it's not a physical thing that I buy, but we buy experiences for our kids. That's what we endeavor to do, is just to say, let's take as many cool little trips as we can and save our money to do that rather than buying a new car or whatever it is.
I don't want to keep repeating this, but you live a wonderful, lavish life. You've got amazing friends that tell you great nuggets of wisdom. Like, I think we want to be you. Like,
have you ever wondered why it is that you constantly, like, do your little tongue-in-cheek attack on me always? Is there a reason for that? Are you feeling less than in your life, Larry, that that's what makes you go? Again, I wish Pat would call in. Pat Olson, call into the show. Tell us about Larry when he was. What happened? Did he have a pet rabbit that died? What happened to him that made him this way?
Well, Brandon, I'd like to thank you for telling us and filling us about your wonderful life. Thank you for letting us know that you were less than 50% happy when you were done being a teacher. Brandon, just in general, thank you.
Thank you.